Tommy Searle, British GP. Tommy, that both motos, it seemed as though you were both riding on a level maybe even better than you've ridden all year. Did you feel as though you were on rails a little bit, like it was just everything was going right?
Yeah, especially that first moto when I started putting in 57s, because I don't think anyone's gone that fast all weekend, so there was times up there where I was just hitting everything on point, and it's hard to do in front of that crowd because every corner is so much noise and so much people behind me that I didn't want to let down. So to hit everything for 40 minutes both races on point, you know, I made a couple of mistakes where, and Jeffrey closed in at one point, I think I tightened up because I see I was getting a gap, and I relaxed, and I was like, and then he started catching, so I tightened up a little bit towards the end of that moto and he came back on me. But he's always going to be strong, you know, he's no slouch and he wins races each weekend, so to beat him anywhere's tough. And there's a lot of stuff going on this race, so, and to pull two old shots as well was amazing for me. I don't think I've done it in a long time, man. Just two perfect races.
When you mentioned you got tight, then you come around to this area, you know, the area going down the hill and back up the hill where most of the crowd was. Was that giving you each lap a bit of an extra buzz, a bit of more motivation?
Yeah, I even liked it when Jeffrey closed up because I was kind of enjoying it. Everyone was there and I was like, I'm feeling good. Like, if he's going to pass me, then he's going to have to go fast to do it. And the last three laps, it was good. You know, I put in the best I could, and just enjoying the moment of all the crowd being behind me. I'm like, I'm not going to let him down, and I'm going to give it my best to the end. And if he passes me, then fair play. But I'm going to give it everything.
How difficult is it in that period? Because, like you said, there's a lot of pressure. The crowd's all behind you. You're getting tense. Is there also a little bit of macho in it? A little bit of like a boxing mentality where you think, no, I'm not giving this up, and he can come at me, and I'm just going to get him back.
Yeah, he passed me at one point, and then I passed him right back, and I think that it was good that I'd done that. Like, I was happy to pass him right there because I think it shocked him a little bit, and then I managed to get a little gap, and he made a mistake. But he always pushes hard to the end of the races, so I knew it was never going to be easy. And especially even after that first race, I was like, oh, can't it just be the end of the weekend? You know, like, I've won a race, and just let's go home and be done with it. You know, but you know, and I was a little bit like sick, you know, when it's hot like this, it's hard to put your body through 40 minutes, especially with the nerves and all the crowd behind and how much stress there is this weekend. It's difficult, and I had like you know, stomach cramps and diarrhea and stuff in between motos. I think a lot of riders get it when it's like this, and you really don't like you don't feel like doing another race. You know, it's tough on your body and enough with this heat and the fast track and the crowd and nerves and excitement, and so much goes on at the British GP that to pull two motos like that, I think I am really well.
It's funny because you guys are totally different characters, personalities, but on one hand you're also very similar in and you won't don't want to give up, and you've got a championship qualities. Can you respect him for that?
Yeah, you know, you have to respect Jeffrey for his riding. He's an amazing on a bike. You know, he just goes fast and gives it his best every week. So we don't really see eye to eye, you know, but he's just young. And I think I think I was a little bit the same. You know, you don't care when you're that age. You're winning races, so you think you're the man, you know, every weekend. You think, like, you're the boss. And I was the same, really. I was winning GPs when I was that age too, and the same thing, you know, you don't care. But you get a little bit older and you start to show a little bit more respect, and you know what it takes to get there, so you don't take it for granted as much. And but, you know, he is a good kid, and I expect after this year's over, then we can talk a little bit more, and, you know, it'll all be in the past. But there's been a lot going on this year, but, yeah, you can't fault his riding.
I can remember, actually, the year with Antonio, and Antonio was playing tricks with everybody, and with you included, and I remember you were a totally different guy than now.
Yeah, you grow up a lot, and you know, I am, from whatever's gone on, you know, it's unfortunate that I haven't got any championships up till now, so it's just a shit, you know, disappointed with how everything's gone this year, where the race is, like, I haven't missed a podium one time, so it was important for me to win today, just to get, you know, something for me this year, like, all right, this is a special moment for me to win in front of everyone, and show that I can do it in front of the British fans, and do it for myself, my family, and the team, you know, because yeah, a lot's gone wrong with the bikes and freak things that shouldn't have happened, and if it hadn't have happened I would have been right in the championship hunt, but it has and you can't change that.
Just a couple of questions. Did you get in the Olympic, the atmosphere of the Olympics?
Yeah, I think everyone did, being in Great Britain. I never got to go watch anything that really disappointed about, but with everything that's going on in our schedule, it's difficult, but every day I was watching it on TV. That's the only channel that was on my house for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, the last question, this is a little bit, could it turn out to be something like our Olympics, this event, with all the kids and you guys and the big crowds? How much did you enjoy this weekend?
I loved the whole weekend from the minute I got here. I got here early on Thursday just to take it all in and hang out with friends, watch the schoolboy races, some good kids out there, really, really talented 85 riders, 125 riders, so it's nice to see all that, and then yeah, just spend a little bit of time with the family on Friday and just be around my friends and family the whole weekend. But it does take its toll on you because there's a lot of people wanting autographs and you want to do a lot more than you can, but at the end of the day you have to get the job done. But the whole weekend on a whole has been amazing.